Do natural wonders really need a price tag? The Economics of Colorado's 14ers by Miranda Doran Myers, published on September 8, 2023, Colorado Virtual Library and Colorado State Publications blog. As the summer winds down, many Coloradans and visitors are planning their final 14er summits before the winter weather hits. Colorado is home to 58 14ers. Mountain peaks with an elevation of 14,000 or more feet above sea level that are climbed by hundreds of thousands of hikers each year. The unique and exhilarating experience of climbing a 14er is undoubtedly priceless, but economists are still interested in estimating the economic benefits and costs of Colorado's 14ers. Outdoor recreation is a big business in Colorado. According to the Colorado Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, outdoor recreation added $9.6 billion to Colorado's GDP and contributed 120,000 direct jobs in 2020. The 2017 Economic Contributions of Outdoor Recreation in Colorado report estimates that 90% of Coloradans participated in outdoor recreation activities during the study year, with trail activities like hiking being the most popular of the 30 outdoor activities studied. These outdoor enthusiasts spent nearly $37 billion on activities and equipment in 2017. The importance of outdoor recreation on Colorado's state and local economies is clear, but how do we determine the value of 14ers to the economy and to individual hikers? Colorado State University Extension economists set out to answer this question in a series of three reports. 1. The Economics of Colorado 14ers Research Summary. This is an accessible explanation of the methods economists use to estimate the value of natural resources. The authors also cover the ecological costs of increased 14er use over the past few decades, leading to widened trails and erosion in fragile alpine environments. These heavily used trails, along with their associated campgrounds, parking lots, and roads, all require money for maintenance. 2. Colorado 14ers, Estimating a Price on the Price List. A primer on when and how to apply economics to the environment. This report explains why it's important to assign a monetary value to a priceless outdoor experience. For an important natural resource like 14ers, it's helpful for land management agencies and elected officials to understand the value of 14ers in monetary terms. This can help adequately allocate budgets to maintain 14er access for future use. This report also outlines two ways that economists can measure the value of 14ers. Contributions to the local economy, and value added. 3. In When Nothing Else Will Do, Colorado 14ers and the Effect of Limited Substitutes on Recreation Economic Benefits, the authors switched their focus to determine how valuable 14ers are to those who climb them. They found that visitors place a high value on the uniqueness of a 14er experience, especially if a visitor is focused on climbing a particular mountain or is intent on achieving a personal goal. For example, a visitor may place a higher value on climbing Mount Elbert, the highest mountain peak in Colorado, than other 14ers. For more information about the economic impact of outdoor recreation in Colorado, the Outdoor Recreation Industry Office's resources webpage contains links to several economic impact reports. This office also provides information to help communities build outdoor recreation economies, including a toolkit for rural communities and access to funding opportunities.